1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, check. Everyone give me a thumbs up if they can hear me. I did a little something with the gain on my microphone, so give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Folks, I'm going to be doing a mid-roll, so I got the timer here. It's going to go off, and please remind me if you hear it and I don't. Being 30 minutes. All right, I got 30 minutes. The timer will go off. Let me know if you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me just fine. If you can't, then I'm not getting any thumbs up. So I need to know, folks. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Yep. All right, cool. So I'm going to start this off with the Scott Bennett, Michael Flynn situation and my thoughts on it. So I'm going to give you my thoughts because I've been a punching bag for a very long time and I'm really tired of it. So I'm going to say it just like this, folks. I respect Michael Flynn. I respect his brother. I respect the Flynn family very much. But I'm not going to hold any of my guests back from expressing their opinions and how they feel. That's not what I do on NinosCorner.tv. I believe in my heart that Flynn is a patriot. Now, all the stuff that's coming out about him, I can only take so many grenades. I believe, and when someone with the credibility of Scott Bennett comes on my show and says what he says, sorry, questions need to be answered. You can't sidestep everything and then let me take the grenades. Sorry. In my opinion, they need to be addressed. Because I'm the one taking the hits, along with many other people. So, in my opinion, Mr. Flynn, I'm going to say this directly to you, mano y mano. Come on my show and address these issues, because I can't keep going up to bat. I respect you. I even admire you in some cases. I think you're a good man, but. The only times you've ever come on my show, sir, and I'm going to say sir, is to push a book or a movie. I've asked you to come on the general's tent. Your publicist or assistant said yes and then left me high and dry two or three times already. I like your brother Joe. He's a friend. I consider him a friend. I like you. But sometimes you got to throw a punch. Throw a punch back. And I understand all about taking the high road, but you got soldiers down here fighting for you, sir. And it'd be nice if you can address this issue. So I'm not going to hold my guests back from saying what they're going to say about anybody. That's not what I do on ninoscorner.tv. That's not what I do. It's a platform for everybody. I'm on nobody's payroll, folks. I'm my own man. In fact, I think Juan will even come on and say something about the Scott Bennett issue. And I will allow that, and I will welcome anybody on my platform. So it would be nice if Mr. Flynn would come on and address this. I'm done taking the grenades. I'm done being a punching bag. I'm tired of this shit. I've endured this way too long. And in my opinion, it's all a lot of it, from what I can see, is garbage. Complete garbage. But I have to take the hits. And that part, I'm not about that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. So I've asked Michael Flynn to come on the General's Tent. I've asked him to come on. And the only time he's come on is to push a movie or a book. So if you want to come on and address these issues, I'm open to you coming on. And that's all I'm going to say. Scott Bennett interview is absolute fire. Shots are fired. And that's what it is. And that's all I can say about that. So I'm tired of being the punching bag. So if you want to come on and address this, you can. And that's all I'm going to say. Folks, you can Venmo me. D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, when the lights go out, donation for the Mike Gillins. Yeah, exactly. It's the schizophrenic fund, please. when the lights go out on Amazon. The Mexican Mix on Amazon as well. Leave an honest review. Folks, we're heading into it, man. And I've had a few phone calls with some people. A near-death experience is you actually... So we may have this a little wrong here. A near-death experience for America is like we're in a plane going down, and we don't... And I've been saying this all the time. We're going to go pull out of it. We might just crash, okay? And then we come back into our bodies and rebuild America again. I may have had that wrong. So going into November, this is going to get really, really scary, folks. It's going to get really scary to the point that we may be playing chicken with a Mack truck and actually, bam, hit it. That might happen. Folks, three harmful foods, baby. Three harmful foods. We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than they've ever been before? And I see it every day. According to U.S. board-certified physician and expert nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. You see me losing weight? I've been paying attention to this. I only push what I use. And wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S. Of course they are. And it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from those foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. Folks, I've been losing weight like crazy. I know you can tell. I know you can tell. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. That's threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. Or click in the description box below, folks, and get started, baby. I'm paying attention, and I'm dropping weight fast. This is probably the fastest I've ever dropped weight. It's because I'm watching what I've been paying attention to these three harmful foods. That's another thing I'm doing. I'm incorporating a lot of things here, folks. Folks, Telegram, Nino's Corner. Everything's basically Nino's Corner. X Nino Boxer. X is Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Get yourself a hat, a shirt, some underwear. I don't have underwear, do I? Sometimes I don't. How many of you wonder what I'm wearing under here? I may have no clothes on. You don't know that. You don't. What if I stand up and you get a shock of your life? But there's hats, there's socks, there's shirts, there's the whole thing. Contest is going, folks. The contest is going. And let me know if my mic sounds any better. I tried to fix it. I'm going to soundproof the room. I'm going to put some of that, what is it, sound foam or whatever that is. I'm going to staple it or something with a staple gun in the wall. So Nino's Contests@gmail.com. Share, like, subscribe. First place, $1,500. $1,500. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $500. I mean, come on. It's a fun contest. I'll announce the winner May 31st on my morning show. And believe me, folks, there will be winners. There'll be a first, second, and third. Third place ain't too shabby. It's $500. And a lot of other contests, that's a first place. Nino's Corner.tv is absolute fire. A lot of you, we watch, we see what you're doing here. A lot of you unsubscribe and then come back later. I'm trying to figure out what that is, why. But, you know, and people tend to just subscribe for one video. And I take the hits for that because it charges, you know, there's merchant fees with this, folks. I'm not making out like you think I am. Believe me when I tell you that. So it hurts me a lot when you subscribe and then unsubscribe, subscribe back. Because there's merchant fees I have to pay. NinosCorner.tv. I have Susan Bradford, Mark Woods with the You Know What Integrity, How Biden, Just How Did He Do It? Mark Woods explains. He's actually right there talking code. He's legitimate. He's the number one guy in the country right now, taking the country by storm, traveling the country, showing just how it was done to anybody that has eyes and ears. Scott Bennett, Shots Fired, is up right now. That's going crazy. I'm getting tons of emails. I don't know what to say. I'm telling you, folks, it is what it is. I mean, you decide for yourself. Go watch that video. Throws a lot of people under the bus. Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne, Michael Flynn. I don't like the name calling. I personally do not like that. Like I said, I have my beliefs and what I believe. I believe they're all patriots in my opinion. In my opinion. But I'm on nobody's payroll, and anybody that comes on my show can say what they want, just the way it is. And I know a lot of people out there talk. So the ghost is coming back on, folks. The ghost is coming on. Very important. We're going to be talking about this later, this Alex Jones, I think it was Pascal interview, where he's talking about that letter and everything that's happening. We're going to be talking solely about that. Very important announcement by the ghost. He says he needs to clear the air on this. So that's coming. Kerry Cassidy's coming. Dustin Nemos is coming back on. Juan O'Savin, he's coming back on, folks. He saw the Bennett interview, and he says he needs to address this. So I'm going to let him on. That's going to be on NinosCorner.tv. It's fire. It's absolute fire on NinosCorner.tv. And Scott Bennett will be the next general because of what's happened. I had a lot of people asking questions. So what we're doing is, folks, I'm going to let him say what he needs to say in the general's tent. So tomorrow is the general's tent, 5 p.m. Tomorrow's the 25th, 5 p.m. Get your questions ready for Scott Bennett. He's coming on, and I'll let you free reign, whatever you want to ask him. He will answer. So general's tent tomorrow, 5 p.m. Be there or be square. Hey. And you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Whoo. Oh, boy. Doing this three times a week. It's fucking tiring. Oh, boy. All right, folks. Turn it down or turn it up, baby. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Woo, yeah. Tired of this shit, man. I woke up today like, man, I'm tired of it, man. Tired of taking the hits. Bing, 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 bing. Only so much you can take, folks, until you lose it. Okay? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? I'm going to say no. That we win this. I'm not worried. Otherwise, I wouldn't be putting my ass out here every day doing this. We're going to win this. But can you feel it? I know I can. I know you can feel. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Ooh. Yeah. It's getting close. And you know shit's going to pop off. You know shit's going to pop off. It's go time, baby. It's go time. And I said the eclipse would be just a marker. Just a marker. And now they got the funding, don't they? They got all the funding they need to further this bullshit. Remember, the country is in a nosedive, and we are all the hostages in this nosedive. I've always said it's going to get really scary. It's going to be an NDE, meaning we don't pull out of it, but we actually hit. We may actually hit. And a lot of us aren't going to survive. Oh, you're a fearmonger. No, I'm not. What's coming is going to be severe. I don't think we make it to November, but if we do, it might be halted. Officer Tater Hater Nino, did you get my FJB coffee mug? Where did you send it? P.O. Box? I got to go check that. But folks, literally, it may be something that we may crash and burn. And then we rebuild. And as all this is happening, all the little cute circus antics, it's like the Twilight Zone, isn't it? It's kind of like as we head into World War III and have a destroyed economy, the MSN will continue to tell you the economy is great and Biden's ahead on all polls. He's ahead, folks, with everything just coming apart all around you. And you're looking around going, this is insanity. This can't be happening. I know what I'm watching here. I know what everyone's saying. I know what everyone's feeling. We're all intuitive. We all know what's going on. But yet the MSM keeps telling you. They keep telling you. They keep telling you. He's up. Ooh, it's a tight race. Making it believable, right? Making it just believable for you. So when November comes around, you're like, well, they've been saying it was a tight race the whole time. And as they keep you distracted with all the jokes, saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals, the world becomes increasingly hot. And I'm telling you right now, this is all done on purpose. It's bread and circus. It's bread and circus doesn't just count for athletics. Doesn't just count for the soccer games, the football games. The real bread and circus is your news. That's the real bread and circus. Yeah, I know they pay the athletes a lot of money, but the real bread and circus is the news. And they keep you asleep, and they keep you laughing at Mr. Biden. They keep you going, oh, he's just dumb, because they don't want you looking over here. They don't want you looking over here. They want you to keep focusing on how dumb he is. They want you paying attention to that. As the world falls apart, as our country falls apart, you look around, you see people shitting on the streets, tents. You know the economy's not good. Okay, you know what's going on. But wait, he's winning and all the polls, it's a tight race. Bullshit! Wake up! And as Biden says his ridiculous remark, he offends an important ally, a key ally in a region where China is flexing its might. He stated his grandfather was shot down flying over New Guinea, but they never found his body because apparently he was eaten by cannibals, folks. he was just eaten by cannibals. As America is distracted with this clown show circus, it continues to erupt with more and more division as the clever distraction happens here. This is the clever distraction. This circus that you're watching to keep you laughing, to keep you pointing at Mr. Biden going, ah, he's just an idiot. Oh, look at the stuff he says. Everything is heating up. They passed the bill in the House, which secretly added TikTok. We'll go into that another time. Well, that's a very important thing, by the way. As all this happens, folks, if all of you are just laughing and gossiping about Biden saying this, Biden saying that, and this and that, World War III is a reality right now. It's a reality. It's happening. We are headed into uncharted waters, folks. We've never been here before. Stop acting like it's no big deal, Donna. I don't know who Donna is, but sounds like a liberal name. It's just no big deal. Oh, the economy's great. We have self-driving cars. We got Netflix. I can go on my Instagram whenever I want. Everything's fine. Everything's so fine. Oh, man, they're ripping the carpet right under you. Yeah, my dad's doing a little better. Thank you. I appreciate the prayers. He's doing a little better, but it hasn't been easy, folks. This has not been easy. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat. Anybody giving on the super chat, I really appreciate. I really, really appreciate it. And I try to read it when it comes through. So thank you. Folks, Senate passes 95 billion package sending aid back to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But no money here for the border, folks. Zero. Zero of your money is going to be protecting these borders. None of it. It's all going abroad. And it's very important to know that this is going to keep happening because we have an out-of-control government. It's gone off the rails. They're all part of the secret handshake club. Senate advances long-awaited aid for Israel, UK, and Taiwan, and TikTok ban. A package to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed a key test vote in the Senate, signaling it has the support it needs for final approval.
Oh, really?
The legislation also includes a measure to force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok or else face a national ban of the app in the U.S. The Senate passes the package in its final vote. The legislation heads to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. Fox Lady, thank you so much. Yeah, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but just in case there's some normies here, this is FluffTube. The Senate on Tuesday advanced a package to provide billions in aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, sending the legislation on a glide path to become law after a rocky 6 months of political battles. In a final tally, 80-19, senators passed a crucial procedural vote with wide bipartisan support, signaling that the foreign aid package has the strength to pass a final vote. Here we go. The relentless work of 6 months long has paid off, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer. 6 months long of hard, painstakingly work that takes all siphons, all the money out of the taxpayers' pockets. Thank you, Live Free or Die. The Senate has officially passed the legislation in the final vote. It will then go to President Joe Biden's desk, who has already said he would sign it into law. There you go, folks. Oh, boy. So, I don't know how to say this, but I think it's Papua New Guinea. Am I saying that right? Papua New Guinea. Leader takes offense after Biden implies his uncle was eaten by cannibals. In Australia, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape accused Joe Biden of disparaging the South Pacific Island nation by implying that an uncle of the U.S. president has been eaten by cannibals there during World War II. Where does this guy get this shit? Like, where does he pull this out of his ass? Biden's comments offended a key strategic ally as China moves to increase its influence in the region. The president spoke at a Pennsylvania war memorial last week about his Army Air Corps aviator uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan, Jr., who said that he was shot down over Papua New Guinea, which was a theater of heavy fighting. They never found the body there because, well, there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea, Biden said, referring to the country's main island. President Biden's remarks have been has been a slip of the tongue. However, more my country deserves to be labeled as such, Marape said in a statement provided by the Office Associated Press on Monday. World War II was not the doing of my people. However, they were needlessly dragged into conflict that was not their doing, Marape said. The rift comes as Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese began a visit on Monday to Papua New Guinea, Australia's nearest neighbor. I think it's Albanese. And Marape will commemorate strong defense ties between the two countries by walking part of a pivotal battleground known as the Kokoda Track later this week. You know, I got to say, I had like two big phone calls yesterday on where all this is headed. And I've been told not to worry about the jail time for Trump. But like, if he does serve anything at all, it'll be like house arrest, and he'll be optically moved out of the situation, because he cannot be any part or own of what's coming. He cannot own or be a part of or have any kind of relation to what is coming. And what is coming is serious. It's heavy, heavy stuff. They're going all in. They're going to go all in. Oh, he's fear-mongering again. He's fear-mongering again, Betty. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, folks, you got to pull your bootstraps up and get ready. We're all going to have to take a bite of this shit sandwich. And I try to be very vague on Flufftube here. Could Trump go to prison if he does the Secret Service goes too? No. So the U.S. Secret Service is in the business of protecting. And this article, by the way, that I'm reading is what they're telling you. But from what I was told, not maybe he goes to Camp David, something like that. So he'll be optically moved out of view. But he's not going to be behind bars, folks. I'm telling you that much right now. All right. So take from what I understand, he's not going to be behind bars. So. The U.S. Secret Service, thank you very much, Charlie Ann. The U.S. Secret Service is in the business of protecting the president, whether he's inside the Oval Office or visiting a foreign war zone. But protecting a former president in prison? That prospect is unprecedented. That would be the challenge if Donald J. Trump, whom the agency is required by law to protect around the clock, is convicted at this criminal trial in Manhattan and sentenced to serve time. Even before the trial's opening statements, the Secret Service was in some measure planning for an extraordinary possibility of a former president behind bars. Prosecutors have asked the judge in this case to remind Mr. T that attacks on witnesses and jurors could land him in jail even before a verdict is rendered. The judge, who is holding a hearing Tuesday to discuss whether Mr. T should be held in contempt for violating a gag order, is far more likely to issue a warning or impose a fine before making the extreme step of jailing. Can you imagine this? Jailing the 77-year-old former president last week. I mean, if this isn't election, you know what, then I don't know what is. But it's the rope-a-dope. It's the rope-a-dope. Just like Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. Ali's taking the shots, and then beep, beep, bing. That's what I see coming. That's what I keep saying. And as hard as it is to take for Mr. T and all of us, as hard as this is, I'm telling you, folks, the boomerang is coming. The boomerang is coming, baby. And they're all laughing. They're all drinking. They're all partying. And then, bam! What is this? What's going on? Click, click, clank. That's how I see it, my opinion. That's how I see it. So, Democrats' dream of incarcerating the nominee of the Republican Party has reached this level, exposes their Stalinist roots, and displays their utter contempt for American democracy. Protecting Mr. T in a prison environment would involve keeping him separate from other inmates, as well as screening his food. They would have to screen his food and other personal items, officials said. If he were to be in prison, a detail of agents would work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, rotating in and out of the facility, several officials said. While firearms are obviously strictly prohibited in prisons, the agents would nonetheless be armed. And there is the timer, baby. The timer. All right, folks. Now, thehealthyfat.com. Thehealthyfat.com/Nino. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in the carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and a long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in on your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this the caloric bypass. And by activating the specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth. They simply addressed as the key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion. That's the big key right there, folks. Digestion. That's really the key. Strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives. Meaning it could be the key to a happy life. And we all want a happy life. I know I do. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone. His health is fantastic. And he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched over 20 million times to date. And you can watch and learn more about it at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but it'll teach you exactly how he's kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. All right, folks, get over there and learn about the healthy fat. All right. Whew. Can I get a thumbs up? Can you give me a pat on the back or a pat on the ass for doing this? You know how hard this is. This is not easy. It's not easy, folks. The counterpunch is coming, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. Thank you so much. Thank you, folks. I'm telling you what, this is like a performance. Yeah, this isn't a show anyone saying it should be questioned. Yeah, I agree. Bannon slams performative Jim Jordan, says House Republicans secretly want Trump to lose. I agree with you, Steve. Former Trump campaign manager turned MAGA world podcaster Steve Bannon raged at House Republicans on Monday and accused them of wanting Donald Trump to lose to Joe Biden in an upcoming presidential election. Where is Jordan? I've always had my thoughts on Jim Jordan. Thank you so much for the super chat. I've had my thoughts on Jim Jordan. Why does he not have a criminal conspiracy investigation from Fannie Willis, Georgia, to Big Tish James in New York City? Bannon fumed on his War Room podcast, taking aim at Rep. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. The Justice Department, why they've not been sent letters, preserve your documents. Why have hearings not gone on? Why have they not broken these things up? You know why? Because they don't really have Trump's back, Bannon continued, concluding. So, and I think this is a consensus with all the politicians. They just kind of want MAGA to go away. They don't want to be affiliated with it in any kind of way. Yeah, nah, nah, put America first. Nah, nah. Can't say that. You can't say that out loud. Can't say that. So what Bannon's saying here is that they want Trump to be defeated in November. Yes, yes, I know I said the quiet part out loud. Let's go on the end. Let's go on the offense, Jim Jordan. Bannon has said, no, I don't go on Hannity and tell them everything you're going to do and send tweets. So my mind's already made up. I don't know about you folks. I don't know how you all look at this going down. My mind's already over there. I'm in November already going, everything's halted. That's my mind. That's my opinion. That's my view on this. You're the very select few that understand this. And I'm putting my balls on the line saying this. It ain't going there, man. I don't care what they do. I don't care how fucking much everything falls apart. It ain't going there. I'm just calling it right now. I'm putting the Rodriguez cha-ching on it, the stamp saying, either before or during, shit's going to go awry and things are going to go sideways, kind of like the Scott Bennett interview. And I'm just saying it right now. I'm calling it here. And I know I'm going to be enjoying some very good steak dinners. Very good steak dinners from, I don't know, people like Cash Patel. It ain't going there. NYU pro-Palestine protests in chaos as cops make arrests and clear tents hours after Columbia shut down classes. Thank you, Rolls69. Dozens of protesters were arrested on Monday night in an encampment in New York City as tensions on student campuses grew. Hundreds of students and faculty members gathered at New York University's Gold Plaza early in the morning after creating a Gaza solidarity encampment to host pro-Palestine protests. See, you got to think about this, folks. Everything that's happening right now is kind of just like, is just like what Albert Pike said in the Three Wars. I urge all of you to go look at this and research it and really read this, because everything that's happening right now is kind of like what this Mason said, just my opinion. And I'm going to be bringing on Susan Bradford again on Saturday, and we're going to talk about Albert Pike a little bit on ninoscorner.tv. We're going to talk about how this has been, or World War One, World War Two, now this, to the T. And you can say, oh, that's been debunked and this. Ah. Hold on. Hold on. Hear me out. Hear her out. There's a lot going on here, folks. And I'm just saying that engineered all of it. My opinion. All these protests, it's just going to pick up. More bridges, more roads are going to be blocked. Folks, as we go into summertime, summer of discontent, summer of disenchantment, summer of protest. That's what this is going to be. It's going to get hot. And then as it leads into fall, hot, 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 hot. Going to get real hot. So clad in riot gear, police officers who present warning protesters, were present warning protesters to leave the area or face possible arrest. NYU officials also warned protesters to clear the plaza by 4 p.m. or face consequences. Now, well, they're just exercising their rights. They're Americans. Who brought them here? Who had the foresight to know what's going to happen now and bring them here? Oh, I know who. For a time such as this, who brought these people here? Mr. O did. You all know who Mr. O is. All of this has been geniusly contrived. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to really talk about the truth. All of this has been, it's like, here's the matches, here's the gas, here's the bottle, here's the rag. Make a Molotov cocktail. How do we do it? Oh, later, but let's just bring in the pieces right now. Think about this. The ones that are protesting right now, really all of them, when did they really get here? When did they really get here? And then you see these people now, and I'm going to even go further on this. With all the anti, you know, cement, you know what I'm trying to talk about? Beware of the personalities that are pushing that shit, too, because all they're doing is the side of the same coin. The people that are telling you to hate the you-know-what, I can't even say their names on, don't put it in here, but I don't know them. I think they're part of it. These personalities that are out there saying, ah, you can't trust them. They run everything. The Z group, you know. Wait. I think they're all in this together, promoting this shit, promoting the division. Anybody who's promoting division and not unity, beware of them. Beware, beware, beware. I don't care how good it sounds. I don't care how nice it sounds to the ears and how you're mad. If they're fueling your emotion and pissing you off and telling you, oh, it's their fault. It's that group's fault. It's that group's fault. It's that group's fault. Beware. They're stoking division. Because, folks, there's bad people in everything. I know a lot of bad Mexicans. I know a lot of bad white people. I know a lot of bad blacks. I know a lot of people suck all across the board, okay? They suck. I stay less people, less problems for me. Less people, less problems. I know you guys get what I'm laying down here. I mean, I understand that. So Trump trade advisors plot dollar devaluation. Economic advisors close to former President Donald Trump are actively debating ways to devalue the U.S. dollar if he's elected to a second term, a dramatic move that could boost U.S. exports but also reignite inflation and threaten the dollar's position as the world's dominant currency. The idea is being discussed by former trade chief Robert Lighthizer, a potential Treasury Secretary pick for Trump, and the architect of the President Trump's bruising tariff campaign against China. The policy advisor allied with him, according to three former Trump administration officials, granted anonymity to discuss confidential policy plans. Purposely devaluing the U.S. dollar by pressing other countries to alter their currency values would represent the most aggressive proposal yet in Trump's attempts to reshape global trade. What do you all think of this? The potential move would go beyond the tariffs of Trump's first term and the expansive industrial subsidies for clean energy enacted by President Joe Biden. A weaker dollar would make U.S. exports cheaper on the world market and potentially reduce the U.S. yawning trade deficit. I don't know. I'm hearing the dollar's going bye-bye. I'm full of good news today, aren't I?
Hi. Pues, you don't know, David. You don't know how hard it is to work, okay? You don't know. It's so hard.
The U.S. is preparing sanctions against Chinese banks for supporting Russia. I really appreciate all of you coming on here. And I really appreciate those of you that are sharing the video far and wide, subscribing. Take a moment to like the video, share it, subscribe it. It helps me out. The U.S. is preparing sanctions against Chinese banks for supporting Russia. A restrictive measures will be designed to cut off some Chinese banks from the global financial system in order to limit Beijing's support of the Russian military industry. The Wall Street Journal reports, citing sources. So, depriving Chinese banks of access to the dollar is named as the extreme measure, as such sanctions often lead to the bankruptcy of credit organizations. How many Chinese banks are here in the U.S.? U.S. officials say the sanctions are being considered in case diplomatic attempts fail to convince China to limit exports of dual use and military goods in Russia. Man. Let's get to the next article, folks. Can you guys tell I'm losing weight? Honestly, be honest with me. Does my ass look big? You can't see my ass. Does his ass look? His ass is huge. Deb Sika, thank you. I do look like I'm losing weight, huh? My face, does it look good? Am I losing too much? Yeah, you're looking sick. No shit. Oh. Your face is getting better. Someone just said I look sick. Okay, so I'm going to have you all know, I may look skinny, but I'm still weighing 260. Okay, so that's not too skinny. 260 pounds, that's a big man. Well, all right. You look fantastic, David. You look fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Sit up straight. Let's see. All right. Judge approves Trump's $175 million bond with new restrictions in New York's civil case. So former President Donald Trump and New York Attorney General Letitia James reached an agreement on April 22nd regarding his $175 million bond in his New York civil case, imposing additional restrictions while resolving concerns about the fund security. The Attorney General argued that Knight Specialty Insurance Company lacked a certificate of qualification and that President Trump still had access to the Charles Schwab account. I want to say Schwab like that. Schwab account pledged to the insurer as collateral. Judge Arthur Engaron, I like to say that, Engaron, Sancho likes to say it like this, Engaron, Engaron, accepted the April 22nd agreement, which gave KSIC exclusive control over the account. The state made the offer after Chris Kyes, President Trump's attorney, provided oral argument. Oral argument. Why do they have to say it like that? I thought he was going to say, like, provided oral pleasure. He provided oral pleasure. No, he had provided an oral argument, not oral, because I almost read it that way. He provided oral pleasure, I mean argument. The Attorney General established five bond conditions this morning that allow former President Trump to use a non-New York company as a traditional license surety to cover the $175 million he was offered to pay. They just keep siphoning money out of this guy. They're like, man, this guy's got a money bag. Let's just keep taking as much money as we can. This is great. Until the boomerang comes around. And then you're going to see the wrath of this guy. Boy, I don't want to be you all. I do not want... You all think it's cute right now. You think, honestly, it has to be in the back of their mind. They got to be like, man, why is this guy taking this? I don't understand. We're just beating the shit out of this guy. I don't understand why he just keeps taking it. Maybe there's a plan. And you're falling into it? I'm just saying. I think it's funny because I can't wait to watch this shit when it goes whoo, 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 back at you. North Korea issues nuclear warning signal to U.S. and South Korea. Now we're really pissed. So North Korea's missile test on Monday was in fact a drill to test nuclear force preparedness. According to local media, the incident raises alarms around the region after several short-range ballistic missiles were launched near Pyongyang and flew approximately 185 miles before falling into the waters. They always fall into the waters, right? Pew! Whoosh, pew! Whoosh. Oh, these are so nice. I like my toys. Between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. I mean, this guy's just going all out, ain't he? We'd like to watch the fireworks. The drill's main purpose, however, was to demonstrate the reliability, superiority, might, and diverse means of the country's nuclear forces and the... I don't know what this word... system that serves as a clear warning signal to the enemies of North Korea, according to Pyongyang. Oh. North Korea launched missiles from at least four launch vehicles that delivered a single firing salvo against an island within a 220-mile range. Now, I'm hearing, and I'm just hearing this, that these guys may be the biggest threat. Okay, so pay attention to North Korea. I do look Asian. I took a picture with my Chinese friends, and you know what they told me? They go, Dave, I think you're more Chinese than we are. And I said, aha! I also know Kung Fu. Something Wong. Something Wong. Wait, 260 pounds? Yes. 260. I'm 6'5". I can exaggerate a little bit. I'm about 6'4 and a half. A little under that. Iranian Parliament National Security Committee member Javed Karimi Grahodol. Okay, that's not Chinese. Javed Karimi. Wait, I'm mixed up right now. It has to be the Muslim. All right, there we go. I got it right. Iran is now available to conduct a nuclear test with only 2 weeks' notice. So Iran now is able to conduct a nuclear test with only 2 weeks. Let me say that again. Iran is now able to conduct a nuclear test. Gee, who made that possible? Let me think. Oh, Mr. O. Yeah, Mr. O did. That's right. All of this for right about now, right? Yeah, that's how I see it. Let's get to border news. In border news, folks, migrants get visas for being, they're getting visas for being victims of Ron DeSantis. So, and remember, he's just playing a role. He's just, he's a puppet just like Johnson. But everyone's on their best behavior right now, folks. Why are people on their best behavior? I'll tell you why. Because Trump is dangling that carrot, saying, I haven't made my pick yet. I don't know who's going to be VP. So he's keeping them all hopeful. They're all like, ooh, it may be me. He may pick me. I don't know. So they're all having to be on their best behavior. It's kind of like an audition. Do I make sense? That's what I'm telling you, folks. It's an audition, and right now they're all trying out. They all want to be the next superstar. I'm 5 foot 11 inches. Good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad you are. My son is almost that tall, but slimmer. What are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm fat? Melania for VP. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Something tells me the person that's going to be VP would have to have some kind of military experience. Just saying. What am I doing to lose weight? I'm doing everything. All these reads that I read to you, I try the products before I push them. Before I pedal. Before I don't like to pedal snake oil. I like to really try the products, see if they work on me, and then I push them. So that's what I do. I don't try to pedal anything that that I don't believe in. So I'm transparent, folks. Like, if it doesn't work on me, I tell the company, I don't believe in this one. So the roughly four dozen migrants that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis helped fly from Texas to Martha's Vineyard about a year and a half ago have been granted legal designations due to the Republicans' crimes against the victims, their victims. They break the law coming into the country and then become victims. Can you think of a better gig than that? No wonder everyone's coming here. They're enticed to come here and then funded. Critics of DeSantis said that sending the migrants, mostly from Venezuela, to the popular vacationing spot was a political stunt that cost Florida taxpayers about $615,000 in total, or about $12,300 per migrant paid out of a $12 million fund to attorneys, filed a class action lawsuit demanding financial compensation for economic, emotional, and constitutional harms. Those same migrants are now able to temporarily live and work legally in the U.S. while avoiding deportation due to applying to receive special visas. The migrant's immigration attorney, Rachel Self, told the Miami Herald. So you're paying for it regardless. He sends them to Martha's Vineyard. You're paying for it anyway. Don't lose too much weight. Well, it's official. Scientists have finally confirmed what's inside the moon. Do you even think we went there? I have a problem with this article. I'm going to read it anyway. I have a big problem with this article, but they have finally confirmed what's inside the moon, folks. They know. Yeah, because we have drilling equipment all over there. But if you believe we went there, then I can't help you, okay? I was going to say that. You stole it. Cheese. The moon is full of cheese. A thorough investigation published in a thorough investigation. I want to know how thorough this was. Published in May 2023, found that the inner core of the moon is, in fact, a solid ball with a density similar to that of iron. This researchers hope will help settle the long debate. Got to trust the science, folks. It settles the debate. This settles it right here. They told you it's the way it is. Don't question it anymore. This settles the debate, folks. This is it. That's it. Stamped. settles the debate about whether the moon's inner heart is solid or molten, and lead to more accurate understanding of the moon's history and, by extension, that of the solar system. You know who I really agree with the most? Not the flat earth, not any of that stuff, but I think Jason Brashears is onto something. I think this is a simulation. I think it keeps changing itself. Probing the interior composition of objects in the solar system is most effectively accomplished through seismic data. The way acoustic waves generated by quakes move through the reflect from material inside the planet or moon can help scientists create a detailed map of the object's interior. I don't know. A lot of people say, you know, if you ask a lot of the UFO people, the people in that community, they'll say it's a satellite. It was placed there. The moon is supposedly moving an inch or so, or I don't know what it is, a year away from Earth. So what are you telling me? Did it used to be like this with it? None of it makes sense to me. None of it makes sense to me. I'm just saying, I have a lot more questions than answers. We got low viewership today, so obviously you guys aren't trying too hard for that contest, are you? You can like the video. Folks, you're going to have to get this video out if you want me to continue coming back on here, because low viewership, I ain't coming on anymore. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to start taking more time off. So please like the button, share it out while you can, or otherwise, hasta la vista, baby, folks. I'll get a different gig because I'm not – it is what it is, whatever. Grindr sued in UK for sharing users' HIV data with ad firms. Isn't Grindr? What's Grindr? Is Grindr the? Is that a gay app? Isn't that a gay app or something like that? Bye. Whoever's being, go ahead and get them out of here, moderators. Get them out. Grindr Inc. was sued by users by sharing sensitive personal information, including their HIV status, with advertising companies in a London lawsuit. So the LGBTQ plus app allegedly shared information to third parties for commercial purposes without the user's consent, which included data on ethnicity, sexual orientation, and HIV test dates, according to law firm Austin Hayes, which filed the claim at the high court Monday. Man, they just get all your information, right? I literally say something around my phone and the ad will pop up that day, even 10 minutes after. It's like, I can sometimes think of something. Let me get a thumbs up if some of you have even thought of something and bam, it just pops up on your phone. I swear to God, I have thought of something and it's popped up on my phone. These fucking things are really powerful. Whatever's in this shit, I'm telling you, folks, I don't trust it. I'm telling you. So I want to get your opinion on this. I know I have a lot of old agers in my audience, but I just want to get your thoughts on this. When does old age begin? When does old age begin? I want to know. We spend just a small portion of our lives young, and then the rest of it is old age, I think. Some would say old age starts at 60, 50, 60, 70. Put it in here. 60. You think old age is 60? I guess it's all relevant. If you're 20-something years old, you're going to say old age starts at fucking 40. But, I mean, it's all relevant. 60, 80, 65, 70, 70. So everyone's kind of like in that range. 50, huh? You all think old age starts at 50? I'm going to be old in 4 years. 55. I'm going to say 60, 65, my opinion. But I think it's changing. So when does old age really begin? Seniors think 75 is the new 65. So what the fuck does that mean? What is 75 is the new 65? I can understand that for like 30 is the new 20, 40 is the new 30. but 75 is the new 65. What are you doing at 65 that you're not doing at 75? I don't understand. What's going on between 65 and 75? How is 75 the new 65? I know people are living longer, supposedly. Are we getting older later in life? People dread the idea of aging. However, a new study from an international team of researchers reveals the definition of old age is changing and fast. Compared to previous generations, people now put off considering themselves old until later in life. The study, conducted by a team of researchers from Germany and the United States and published in the Journal of Psychology of Aging, analyzed data from over 14,000 people born between 1911 and 1974 who participated in the ongoing German aging survey. Participants were asked a simple question: at what age would you describe someone as old? According to the team's findings, people in their mid-60s believe old age begins around 75. I mean, that's, you know, you could say, you could, people say age gracefully, but you can only age gracefully. And I'm witnessing this myself. You can only age gracefully for a certain period of time, and then you age brutally. And it's ugly. It's an ugly, cruel process in the end. I'm watching with my parents right now, and I will say they were good. My dad was playing racquetball and riding a motorcycle until he was 84. Something happened after 84, 85, that I was like, damn, this is taking a downward turn. So, and it didn't happen until he was 85. And then that's when I noticed, like, the car started really falling apart. I was really proud of my dad, and I still am. I still am. But it was almost like my mother and my father, right at 84, 85, just bam, just, it's brutal, folks. It's brutal to watch. And I'm dealing with a lot of it right now. It's tough. My dad was still riding his motorcycle at 84 and playing racquetball. So, yeah, sure, he was slower, but he was out there doing it. Now, it's everyone says it's a mindset. Look, you can only get away. It's a mindset. You're only as young as you feel. Father time is undefeated. I'm only as young as I can feel. I'm going to go back and fight in boxing. Yeah, right you are. Yeah, right you are. Sometimes you just have to deal with reality. It's a young man's game. It's just, it's only as young as you feel. Yeah, you want to feel good. You want to feel young, but father time is undefeated. And you got to have, you got to be realistic, in my opinion. So let's get to what the fuck news. I'm going long again. And what the fuck news? And what the fuck news? Your dad was driving at 93. That's good for him. I still wouldn't get in the car with him. Oh, yeah, they did take the thingy. And what the fuck news? Sleep paralysis demons. And why they're different than nightmares. So it sounds like the start of a horror film, a shadowy figure at the end of your bed, a faceless presence sitting on your chest. I've had this before. The reason I'm reading this is because this has happened to me, and I know it was real. I know this was real. It doesn't matter which of these terrifying scenarios plays out when you wake up from a deep sleep. They all have one thing in common. You can't move. Run away or cry out for help. You are fully conscious, yet you are frozen to the spot and unable to escape your sleep paralysis demon. Have any of you had this happen to you? So what's going on? Sleep paralysis demons are nightmarish hallucinations, not a hallucination. I had this damn thing. I'll tell you the story after this. My story of how I encountered this, and I know for a fact it was real because I had reassurance that it was real, and I'll tell you how. The hallucinations are often accompanying episodes of sleep paralysis. This occurs when the temporary paralysis, which is a normal feature of REM, the stage of sleep called rapid eye movement, where dreaming takes place, continues for a few seconds or minutes after waking. As the line between sleep and wakefulness is blurred, suffer, see, hear, or feel things that are not really there. One study reported that out of 185 patients diagnosed with sleep paralysis, more than half, 58%, sensed a presence in the room, usually something non-human, and 22% actually saw a person in the room, usually a stranger. But they're going to call this hallucinations. There you go. So, hypnopompic hallucinations. There are two main types of hallucinations associated with sleep paralysis, both of which can seem very real and incredibly frightening. Both tend to have happened when you are partially conscious during REM, so there is a tendency to see distorted version of what is already there. A draught from the window conjures up a shadowy figure hiding behind the curtains, or a pile of cushions is transformed into a monster emerging from under the bed. Folks, I believe these to be real. I believe these to be real, and they're saying that this is nothing more than sleep hallucinations. I beg to differ. And I'm going to tell you a story. I was probably 26, 27 years old, and I was sleeping at my parents' house. And I remember I was falling asleep, and then all of a sudden I felt, we had a little Yorkie at the time. It was a little Yorkie dog. And I thought, in my mind, I thought the dog climbed up on the bed with me, and I was falling asleep. I was pretty much already out, and I felt this little presence on the bed. And as I open my eyes and look, all of a sudden there's a shadowy child figure that was on the bed, jumps on my chest, and I'm looking at it now face to face. It had no face. It was just a black, dense figure sitting on my chest, holding me down. I couldn't breathe, and I'm looking at this thing terrified, and I remember just thinking in my head, what the fuck is this? And it was on my chest, and I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. It was like taking something out of my energy. It was like taking something out of my chest. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, trying to say, get off me in the name of Jesus Christ, everything. It gets off me. I watch it with my vision. I'm still partially paralyzed. I'm watching this thing walk out of the room. It's a dark room. The door was open a little bit, so there's a little light. I watched it turn into the hallway, walk down the hallway into the den, laughing like a child's laughter. It was like, like laughing, like a child laughs. It walked into the den, and then I heard the dog, and this is another way I know, I heard the dog start moaning and crying. It was a German Shepherd. That dog would bark for anything, but it was crying. I went into the bathroom. I threw water on my face. I kind of looked in the mirror. I was like, what the hell was this, man? I can't believe what just happened. What the fuck was this? I sat up in bed for a little bit. I couldn't believe what happened. I couldn't make sense of it. It made zero sense to me. Woke up the next – I finally went back to sleep at some point. Woke up the next morning, and my parents were having bagels in the kitchen. I walk in there, and my dad goes, hey – what happened last night? And I go, what do you mean what happened last night? He goes, who did you have here? And I go, I didn't have anybody here. What are you talking about? And he goes, well, we heard some like girl or child laughing in the den. And I said, excuse me? He said, we heard some child or some kind of laughter in the den, and the dog started crying. And that's when I knew, boom, it's real. Because I was going to chalk it up to hallucinations, or maybe I did too many drugs the year before. I don't know. But when they said that, they also heard the laughter. They heard the dog cry. I knew right there, this shit is real. So that's why, yeah, right. I think these fucking things are coming in by the droves. I think maybe CERN or something like that, or pushing them into our reality from another dimension. I don't know. But they're getting caught on camera a lot more. And I don't know what's going on, folks. I think we are in a spiritual war, and we are in it now. This is it. We are in it, and this is the final battle, and we win. And this is a spiritual war to the core, and we're going to see a lot more of these fucking things if I'm right. All right, folks, I'm out of here. and the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Boom. I'm out of here, folks. Later.